statistics on, say it's May 6, 1977, Paul Cummings talking to David Salinger in his office at 250 Park Avenue, New York City.
Normally,
I think usually we start with some kind of family background to see if, you know, you were born in New York, other brothers and sisters, were your family interested in art, literature, music, or is it something you developed on your own, or
no.
how did it kind of start?
Yeah, my interest in the arts came about directly after World War II, when I ran into a friend who said that he was attending classes at the Y at night,
mm-hmm.
and where he was learning to paint.
Wow.
And I didn't pay too much attention to that,
mm-hmm.
but I did a slow take, and a few weeks later the idea appealed
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I communicated with him, found out about the classes, enrolled for one,
mm-hmm.
and went there once a week on Monday nights. This was about more than 30 years ago,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
1946 probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And while I painted once a week for a
mm-hmm.
couple of years, I began
mm-hmm.
to become interested in how other people were
mm-hmm.
were solving or had solved the problems.
Who did you study with there?
Our first teacher was a man named it was a two-syllable name, the first syllable of which was Brad. Not Bradshaw, Bradford, I guess,
mm-hmm.
Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
He was a muralist and the father of the son of a muralist.
Mm-hmm.
He had a studio over in the Beaux-Arts apartments. He subsequently was a guest there.
Mm-hmm.
We became friends. I don't remember his first name. Aaron Berkman is an old-time teacher there, and I never
mm-hmm.
studied with Aaron, but
mm-hmm.
He had a big following. I went on from there to the Art Students League, where I worked every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
First with Robert Phillip. Then I took a few private lessons from the late Byron Brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were very valuable, because after the second lesson, he said to me, "What you need is to paint on your own and stop taking lessons." I never had a lesson since.
Uh-huh.
And I painted
mm-hmm.
until about that time on. I painted Saturdays, Sundays,
mm-hmm.
holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to, in the summer, I started, I think, in 1949 in Gloucester, and then I found Provincetown. I went to Provincetown for 10 or 11 years. Spent
mm-hmm.
two or three or 4 weeks each year painting.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1960, quit painting because my studio was torn down. And
where was that?
It was in Provincetown.
Uh-huh.
I also have a room in the basement of my apartment building where I painted, but I found as I turned from figurative painting and to abstract and then non-objective painting,
mm-hmm.
that it required more energy, and that I
mm-hmm.
simply couldn't paint at the end of a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I became mm-hmm. interested in other phases
mm-hmm.
of the visual arts. I might say parenthetically
mm-hmm.
that I started to paint again after 17 years this past winter.
Oh, really?
And now there is now a new... The acrylic paints are now in existence.
Right.
There were no acrylic paints when
right.
I painted. And being of a relatively impatient personality and wanting to get a great deal done
mm-hmm.
in a very short period of time, I developed a very unconventional technique of using casein on canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a tremendous